WCHL, time now for trivia, and that's why we pay Freddie Kiger the big bucks.
Hey,
oh, gosh, what a scary mask.
No, it's not. It's not a mask.
It's not a mask?
That's the problem.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Sorry. Well, my feelings, I'm insensitive to the fact that I have a face made for radio.
I know you're getting ready for Halloween, so I'm...
Heck, I won't even be here again.
Yeah? Where are you going to be?
Boston.
Oh, Boston.
I'll park my car and have a yard. But I am. If I'm going to be there, I'm going to tell you something. The press box in BC,
yeah,
they serve chili and chowder.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's good.
That sounds good.
It's one of the better press boxes. I mean, I get there early and go up and get my chowder.
Oh, that's wonderful, man.
Oh, and it's good.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, maybe sometime I can go with you.
Oh, come on.
And I'll just eat, and then you do the work.
That's fine. You can stand in the back. You can, like, you can be like,
stand back.
You can be like, what am I trying to think of?
I don't know.
You know, an extra in the booth.
Yeah. An intern. Just observing.
Yeah.
Like observe.
We got Halloween coming up.
Yeah.
So we're going to do today, tomorrow, Friday, horror flicks.
Okay. I'm ready for that.
Okay, folks, here we go.
Don't scare me.
No.
All right.
If you read this as an advertisement.
Okay.
A Phoenix secretary steals $40,000 from her employer's client, goes on the run, and checks into a remote motel run by a young man under the domination of his mother. What 1960 movie would you be going to see?
I have no clue.
Once again, a Phoenix secretary steals $40,000 from her employer's client, goes on the run, and checks into a remote motel run by a young man under the domination of his mother. What movie? You know this!
I can guess. Again, I'm not sure.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live all over the world on Chapelboro.
Freddie, is it Psycho?
It's Psycho!
It's the Bates Motel.
Of course!
You said the motel, so that kind of gave it away to me.
Yeah. Directed by Alfred Hitchcock, of course. Norman Bates, Bates Motel, Anthony Perkins, Janet Leigh, and Vera Miles scared a generation out of taking a shower.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Remember Alfred Hitchcock used to be on TV. It was a great theme song, wasn't it?
Good evening.
It was just kind of mysterious and a little bit scary.
Yep. It's also, according to IMDb, you know, the website for movies, the second most watched horror film ever made.
Wow.
The first one, which came out in 1993, and I didn't even know it, The Ornate Lock.
Really?
What
is that?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Wow.
When I looked it up, there was a lot of names that made me think it was a foreign film.
Yeah.
The Ornate Lock.
I never even heard of that movie.
Yeah, but Psycho, man, wigged people out taking a shower.
Wow, yeah, no kidding. Hey, thank you, Freddie.
You're welcome, and get ready because we're going to do this again tomorrow.
Getting in the mood for Halloween.
There you go.